email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 on 5 on ray@rte.ie. Ballyhigh's Don O'Neill is not only a tremendously talented fashion designer, he's also now been hailed as a real-life hero after saving a man's life down in Ballyhigh on Saturday. And Don joins us on the line now. How are you doing, Don?
Good afternoon, Ray. I'm doing a whole lot better now that I'm sitting here on the couch looking out at the tide rather than being in it.
Yeah. And you're there in a B&B. Do you run it with your husband, Pascal, or does Pascal run it, or what's the story?
Well, the story is it's actually the home I grew up in. And my mom and dad started it when I was a wee one, 50-odd years ago, and now it's being run with my dad and my brother are running it now.
Aha, right. And it's right there on the seafront in Ballyhigh.
So literally, I'm now sitting here, and the cliff is 10 feet from the window, and then the beach and the ocean just spread out for miles beyond us. It's a spectacular part of the world to live in, and I love it with all my heart. I'm Ballyhigh. I wear it on my sleeve very proudly.
Yeah, and a cycle that people are a walk or a trek that people aren't aware of, and never hear it mentioned, is Kerry Head, which you go out a Ballyhigh out to the left there, and you come back around to it. That's a lovely cycle.
It's a spectacular cycle, and it's now part of the Kerry Way, and we've a lot more tourists making their way through it. But this is really a majestic part of the kingdom, and I speak about it often. And when you come to Ballyhigh and see the beach and the ocean, and the view from here, it is spectacular, and it is a safe beach to swim on, and we've never had a drowning here. And on Saturday evening, I was making sure that record would remain clean.
Okay, so you were out for a walk and you were coming back on Saturday, and you stopped for a chat with one of your neighbours.
So basically, actually, we'd been in for a swim and we were back and we were cold and we were sitting in the sunshine out with a neighbour who also has a spectacular view of the bay and the water. And as we were chatting, I thought I heard someone shouting in the water. It sounded like odd, the kind of shouting that kind of grabbed my attention, because you hear people shouting with laughter and glee all the time in that beautiful bay. And I saw someone out in the water, and he was waving, or the person was waving. And I just assumed, oh, it's someone beckoning in their friends to come on in. The water's gorgeous, come in for a swim. And I could see a few people sort of standing on the edge of the water, and I took no more notice of it. And we continued our chat, and I heard the shouting again, and I thought I heard help. And I'm like, that can't be right. Was it denial or what? It can't be right. And we continued chatting again, and then I distinctly heard help. And then I turned around, and I saw the person that was standing at the edge of the water in a dry robe had a life ring in the person's hand. And I saw how far out he was. I'm like, well, they're never throwing that out to him. He's in trouble. He's been shouting, obviously, now for a while. And my instinct was, God, he's in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I just, before I knew it, there was not even I thought. I'm like, there won't be a drowning today. I just need to go. And I took off like a shot down into the water. And as I was running out to the water, I caught out of the side of my eye another gentleman, who now we know is Donald Hanley from Limerick. And he grabbed the life ring from that woman that was holding it. And the two of us were racing into the water a couple of, I don't know, maybe 100 yards apart, and heading out towards the man that was in distress.
Ah, were you still in your swimming gear?
I was in my swimming top, but Donald wasn't. He had just arrived in Ballyhigh minutes earlier for the first time ever, and saw the man in distress and stripped off to his underwear, and he was in the water almost as fast as I was.
Right.
And this wasn't Baywatch. The two of us were just plodding, making our way out to the man, who was still, and his distress calls were harrowing. And as I'm getting closer, I'm trying to shout back at him, "It's okay, you'll be grand. I'm here, we're coming to get you, don't panic." And I reached him first, and as I reached him, trying to calm him down, I turned around to see where I was. And then I had a brief flash of panic, because I realized, holy crap, we're really far out in the ocean. We were way out.
Now, what are you talking? What, a couple of hundred meters? Or?
We were a couple of hundred meters out. What I didn't realize, and I discovered afterwards, we were in a rip current. He was in a rip current, and I swam into it. And the other man, who was coming towards us, had taken off his eyeglasses, and he needs them to see distance. So we actually couldn't see quite where we were. He was following the sound of our voices.
Uh-huh.
So in that moment of panic, realizing how far out I was, and I'm not a trained lifeguard, I'm like, I panicked for my own life, thinking, oh my God, what am I supposed to do here?
It often happens. It's a terrible tragedy that somebody who goes to help somebody else.
Because I think now, I understand that now, because your overwhelming instinct is to save that person.
Mm.
And you don't think about your own life or the conditions that you're facing into, because if you did, you probably wouldn't help the person. You just go. And I just went. And thank God the man that was in distress had the foresight to, they tell you when you're in the water, if you're in trouble, roll over onto your back and float.
Yes.
And he was floating. But because of the rip current, he was being taken way out to sea. But anyway, we caught up with him. And Donal had the life ring, so we put the life ring in his chest, told him to hang on to it. And I could see Donal was I was exhausted, and Donal was exhausted. He'd be in his late 60s. And I just shouted back to him, Donal, or I didn't know his name, are you okay? And he said, I'm okay, but I could see the look of panic on his face, and I thought, is he panicking like I am? Like, where are we? So we started to make our way in, and I took the man by under his arm, and I'm pulling as I'm pulling towards the shore.
And what are you doing, breaststroke or what?
I was doing like a side scissors kick.
Oh,
something.
Yeah. Right,
I don't know
okay.
what. Like, I'd seen on the telly, but I'm not, as I said, I'm not a trained lifeguard, but yeah. I was doing my best. But I felt like I was getting nowhere. And I'm looking back at the man behind me, and he was trying to keep up with us, and I was trying to move forward. And again, I didn't realize it was in a rip current, so we were fighting the current. And then when we actually, just fast forwarding a little bit, Donal told me afterwards when we got out of the water, the rope from the life ring had actually tangled around his legs. So he wasn't able to swim properly, so he was in trouble. But he wasn't letting me know he was in trouble. But he knew we were in a rip current, and he knew that if he let us drift away from him, that the only thing that would have saved the three of us out in the middle of the water at that stage was hanging on to that life ring, because there was no plan B, there was no one coming to get us. We were all by ourselves, and we were drifting outward. So I kept powering forward, and I guess fate, or I like to say my mom, who passed away 10 years ago, was watching over us, and we must have swam diagonally across the rip current and got out of it, and then made our way into the towards the shore, which seemed to take forever.
Yeah.
But anyway, eventually my feet touched the sand, and I was never so relieved in my whole life to put my feet on solid ground as I was when I put my feet on the ground coming in with the man. And then Donal, I'm yelling at him, Donal, we're on the ground. And of course, he's much shorter than me. He's like, no, we're not. I said, yes, we are. I'm on the ground.
And I know, but there's nothing worse than feeling that you're coming into a situation where you're in your depth and attempting to put your feet down and not finding solid ground. That's
And for the longest time, we were way past where I would never, ever. And when I'm swimming, I swim parallel to the shore. I never swim beyond my depth. I can always put my feet down. So for me to be somewhere where I couldn't put my feet down, that's way out of my comfort zone. I would never, ever put myself in that situation.
Well, this man owes you and Donal Hanley his life. You saved his life, and that's like what often happens. What you described there, and I can hear in your voice as well. It's fight or flight. So the reptilian part of your brain takes over, and you just go with it. As you say, if you had subjected to any sort of thought process, you probably wouldn't have done it.
I wouldn't have done it. And the woman that we were sitting with immediately called my dad, or soon after when she realized where we were, and my dad panicked immediately, because dad has trained in life-saving.
Mm.
And he panicked when she said, Don's gone out to save a drowning man. He panicked because he knows the danger of approaching someone who's drowning, because they can grab you and
bring
you down.
Yeah.
And apparently there's all these techniques for how to approach a person and how to save someone. It's a whole skill set that I'm not aware of, that dad is. And dad thought, oh my God, Don is going to be drowned. That was his first instinct and fear. And basically, by the time he got to the scene, we were in the shore already and had made our way in, thankfully.
Right.
But it was like a life lesson for me, just to learn that I've been in the water so often and I don't know how to save someone. And I'm now Googling life-saving techniques, and I'll take a life-saving class as soon as I can.
Oh, great.
Because it's something that I should know, and it's something we all should know. And just even for all of your listeners, just if you're in the water in that situation, your instincts do take over, and you do go towards the person, and you need to know what to do when you get
there.
Yes,
you do.
Thank God that it worked out for the three of us on Saturday, that we were able to help that man and bring him ashore safely.
There's a lovely smiley picture of you and Donal in the Independent today. The article's by Fergus Dennehy. So you were saying that was Donal's first time in Ballyhike.
And just to tell the story, he arrived in Ballyhike literally minutes earlier, and with his wife and two daughters, one of them celebrating a special birthday. And they stopped at the Atlantic Way Ballyhike sign to take a picture when they heard the commotion, or he heard the commotion, and immediately stripped off and booted out into the water. And then when we were all on shore afterwards, and there was the Gardaí and there was the cliff services and the safety, there was all sorts of people there when we got in. And he was saying to the guard, "I just arrived in Ballyhigh and I'm staying at O'Neill's Bed and Breakfast and I haven't even checked in." And the guard said to him, "Do you know who that man is there that came in with you?" "That's Don O'Neill from O'Neill's B&B. And you might as well Google him while you're at it." So it was actually great to come up here afterwards and just sort of debrief the two of us. Because I have to say, it was traumatic. And for both of us, it was traumatic. And just to be able to talk ourselves through it and how we both reacted and how we both felt. And it was just, I think it was therapeutic to have that time together on Saturday evening. And again, at breakfast on Sunday morning, I joined them for breakfast in the dining room with my brother Patrick, putting up a big fry for them, just to rehash the details and pat ourselves on the back for what we did, but realizing the significant danger we'd put ourselves in, and just to talk ourselves through that trauma so that I guess we wouldn't be, I don't know, scarred by it. But just
so the man is okay.
Appreciate what we did.
The man is okay,
Don. The man is recovering in Tralee General Hospital.
And this is a big thing. You're a different person now because, Don O'Neill, you know, you saved a life. A far cry saving a life on Ballyhigh Beach from, you know, the catwalks of New York or wherever you might find yourself. But I've spoken to people before who've saved other people's lives, and it is life-changing.
For me right now, the whole, it all just seems surreal.
Right.
Because it's not something you plan to do or ever, never in a million years would I have ever thought I'd be in that situation. And all I just remember when I heard that help, it was just, it's a help like you've never heard help in your life, or I had never heard that plea for help. And your body just, there's something that just takes over, that the sense of wanting to help and protect and save that person. And I didn't know I was that person until I was out in the water beside him, literally.
Yeah, you're a hero. Don, I know you have a train to catch, so thanks so much for taking time to talk to us. And congratulations again. Well done. I don't know what word you use to say to somebody who saved life, but amazing story. Thanks, Don. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ray, for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
There's Don there. It's a couple of texts coming in. I had the pleasure of meeting Don and Pascal years ago on the Dublin to Farnborough flight. I was cabin crew, such a fabulous couple. They insist I sat in their vintage, beautiful car before we headed off in our separate directions. Hope to see them again soon, says that person. Well done, Don, on saving that man's life. And somebody else says, everyone in Ballyhigh is so proud of Don and Donal. And somebody else says, I started sea swimming during COVID. That man there, who went out to do the rescue, has inspired me now to do a water safety course. I would never go out of my depth and would think I was grand because of that, but you can see how in the blink of an eye things can happen so quickly and you are at the mercy of an unpredictable ocean, and you have to respect the water and the ocean in particular. That's it from us. More coverage and analysis of Budget 2023 on the way with Cormac on Drive Time. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.